Welcome to Radio Renegade with your host, Christian from Philly. Brought to you by WorldGenerationPodcastNetwork.com and in part by WrestleCorp.com. And now, Radio Renegade.
Welcome back to the return of Radio Renegades. If you're wondering why I'm so echoey right now, it's because I am in the toilet because I'm going to do something that represents WWE in 2019. Hear that? That's WWE in 2019. And hear this. Yeah, that's WWE in 2019 in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start off the show with a bang. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Minister of Sinister, making his return, too.
All right. What's going on?
Not much, my brother. Before we get the show on the run, I'm going to start off with a bang and tell you what you didn't know about the Saudi Arabia incident, what happened in Saudi Arabia.
Yes, please fill me in. So much news. So many people talking about it, and I haven't even read up on it. I'm relying on you, Christian. I am relying on you to give us all of the news. And now, Christian from Philly with the news.
All right, you motherfuckers. Listen up. Because a lot of controversy has happened after Crown Jewel, the shit show of the year. Now, the story of this is that WWE wrestlers were lost in Saudi Arabia. They were stranded. That's right. So that's why on SmackDown last week, you didn't see a lot of wrestlers because they were stuck at Crown Jewel, Saudi Arabia. First off, they said this, right? The excuse they said, Minister, was that there was technical incident, and the airlines weren't working. Well, I'm telling you right now, that's bullshit. Because what I'm about to tell you is what really happened. First off, the rumor has it that Saudi Arabia couldn't pay the Vince McMahon $35 million for the event. They couldn't pay him. Which, I don't know if that's true or not, but it doesn't matter. Because of that, Vince McMahon did something that upsetted the Crown Prince himself. He turned off the show in the Saudi Arabia event. He turned it off. He cut the feed at the Saudi Arabia Crown Jewel event in Saudi Arabia. That's right, Minister and everybody. He cut the feed. Some people didn't see the event, or in its entirety, or halfway through the ending. First off, before I continue with the story, what is your reaction, Minister, of Vince McMahon cutting the feed during the pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia?
Wow. Okay, so when you say he cut the feed, you mean like people were watching and then all of a sudden the feed went black, or what? What are we talking about here?
Exactly, like, you know, those emergency.
Yeah. Okay. Things. Oh, so that's why they showed it on a delay.
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Yes, but it wasn't a delay. It was not a delay, because here's what happened. Here's the fucked up shit, right? After this whole thing, when the pay-per-view ended. Wrestlers were going to the airports, going on the planes, and trying to go home. Guess what fucking happened? I want you to guess, Minister, before I give you this fucking answer, because it's fucked.
Let me think. Okay, they're in Saudi Arabia. Did they get fucking surrounded by cars and shit and taken to a different plane or something?
You're halfway close.
I mean, after they really killed that dude over there in you know, in Turkey, anything's possible.
You're half right. The real answer is that the Crown Prince held the fucking plane off. He told them, don't fucking leave. And the plane was surrounded by military personnel.
Holy shit.
They were, wow. The Crown Prince held the plane and the wrestlers were stranded. And you might be wondering, where is Vince McMahon? Well, guess what? Here's the most fucked up thing of all. He abandoned his employees. That's right. Because Vince McMahon got on a private jet and he fucking bailed. He left his employees, Minister.
Man.
He left them. And only he left them. Hulk Hogan left. He had a private jet. Ric Flair had a private jet. Brock Lesnar left real quick. So, yeah. Everyone had a private jet except for everybody who didn't.
Wow. And so then what happened, dude? So then what happened?
And then we go to Twitter. And then WWE and some insiders said that, well, maybe the wrestlers who got stranded are poor. They should have gotten their own private jet. How fucking disrespectful is that? What the fuck is wrong with you to say that shit? And then it gets worse because now I just read that fucking Corey Graves is giving shit to the wrestlers who are frustrated about the Crown Jewel event.
Wow.
Shut the fuck up, Corey. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're just a fucking cocksucking toad. That's what you are, Corey. You're a cocksucker. So that's what happened with Saudi Arabia. Roman Reigns doesn't want to go. A lot of wrestlers don't want to go. And they're not fucking going. Because you know what? Money is not fucking worth it. The money is not fucking worth it. And they could have gotten a fucking lawsuit because Tyson Fury and Cain Velasquez was also at that event. So if anything would have happened to them, you would best believe that WWE would have gotten a fucking major lawsuit.
Man, that's fucking crazy. And so what happened
what?
With Vince?
With the event?
No, with Vince McMahon and Triple H and all them. I mean, where the fuck? They left? And then what? Did they go back or what? How did the wrestlers get home?
They got home 2 days later on a plane.
2 days
That's
later?
Right.
So they were over there for two fucking days? Where at? Were they in hotels or what the fuck? Or were they?
I guess so in a hotel. Motherfuckers.
Wow.
Some scummy shit. But you know what? At the end of the fucking day, this is all Vince McMahon's fault. He abandoned his employees. He risked the lives of his employees. And he is a fucking scumbag. Vince McMahon is not a fucking senile old man. He is a fucking tyrant. Fuck Vince McMahon.
So, the only thing I heard about that is something about that the plane, that they, their side of the story was that the plane had some type of mechanical issues or some shit.
Bullshit.
Mechanical issues, but why did it take them so long to get them home?
Bullshit. This was fucked. I hope they never have another Saudi Arabia show again. This was fucked. And it was not worth it. The whole show sucked anyway. There you go.
What was the main event on the show?
Fucking Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt.
Oh, God. Is Bray Wyatt still fucking kicking Seth Rollins' ass?
He won the title.
So he was not he was not champion going in, Bray Wyatt?
No, he wasn't.
Wow. Okay. All right. So I'm up to date on the Universal title.
Yeah.
So now Brock Lesnar is back on Raw. Even though... And that's another thing. WWE's lying to Fox. Because I thought that Fox wanted Brock Lesnar on SmackDown. But now he's not on SmackDown. He's back on fucking Raw. He's back to the same brand he's been in since fucking 5 years ago. He's back to the same fucking brand that he's been on for 5 years now. And he does... He takes the WWE title over to Raw, and now the Universal Championship is over to SmackDown. And then,
okay,
and I'm
go ahead.
And I'm sitting there and thinking, well, then why the fuck didn't Seth Rollins just get drafted to the fucking SmackDown when he was the Universal Champion?
You're a smart motherfucker.
What was the point of this draft?
Yeah, man. Okay, so Bray Wyatt is now on SmackDown as the WWE SmackDown champion, or are they going to call it Universal Champion?
They're still going to call it the Universal Champion.
But it's the Black Championship.
No, it's the Red title.
Oh, okay, okay.
But then they're gonna probably turn the red title blue for SmackDown, and they're gonna turn the Black Championship, the WWE Championship, to red on Raw.
Now I read, I think it was last week, something about Bray Wyatt was going to reveal a new title. Is that true?
I have no idea. He didn't review it on the backstage show, so probably he will, and probably he won't. It doesn't really matter. The title.
So I was thinking, you know, is it going to be a fucking, you know, is it going to be a title like of his clown face or some shit?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't really care. I don't give a fuck what's going on in WWE. SmackDown still sucks, even on Fox. Bayley turned heel, and she's the most boringest fucking heel I've ever seen in my life.
I saw it tonight. First time I had seen SmackDown since the very first episode that they, when they premiered on Fox. I saw that episode. Yeah. And then I had not seen it again until tonight. And I saw Bayley was at the Bayley was at the commentary table. She does not belong on the commentary table.
She's fucking boring as a heel.
Yeah.
Sasha Banks looks like
a zombie. Oh my god, she looks like she doesn't even want to be there. And fucking just the whole thing was just like, man, no. So I'm glad that I'm not watching it, because after watching AEW throughout the week, I watched part of it. I think it was Wednesday, and then I watched a little bit of it Thursday, and I finally finished watching it today. Man, what a bang. Fucking AEW's kicking their ass, dude. At least in my opinion. And in my opinion. So I don't have time for two fucking wrestling organizations. That's just too fucking much. So right now, man, I'm on Team AEW. Fuck it. That's where I'm at.
Hold on, I'll be right back. I have to turn off the heater. Hold on.
This is madness.
All right, I'm back. All right, I'm back. I turned on the TV. Fucking is infuriating. All right, so now we can talk about the show now.
We're supposed to be fucking professionals.
Fuck this. This is my show. I can be unprofessional as I want, bitch.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Yeah, let's get back to the madness, brother.
This is madness.
Let's get on with the show with missed booking opportunities.
Oh, hell.
First one. WWE NXT on the USA Network. I'm going to be fucking frank with you here. It's fucking horrible. All right? This
I've not watched
NXT
it yet.
For everybody. This is horrible. The ratings.
No, I've not watched it yet. Yeah,
the ratings
go ahead,
keep going down record low. These ratings keep going down record low. These are worse than 1995, to be honest. Fucking
wow.
2 weeks ago, last week specifically, fucking 600,000 viewers? That's dreadful. 600.
Huh.
That's not even a million. Not even close to a million. Fucking
yeah.
Awful. Like, Tommaso Ciampa is a babyface now for no reason whatsoever. I don't understand that.
What?
I mean, he's a babyface now.
Oh, my God.
He's fighting Adam Cole.
He's back from injury, and he's a babyface all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Is he selling shirts and shit now?
No, he's not selling shirts.
Wow, that came out of nowhere, dude. That hit me hard.
Yeah. Finn Balor turned heel out of nowhere. This motherfucker, since coming back to NXT, has not wrestled a fucking goddamn match since coming back to NXT.
Ooh, Finn Balor?
Yeah. All he's been doing is fucking talk, talk, talk. That's all this motherfucker's been doing.
Wow. No, man, I have not watched not a single episode of NXT since it's been on the USA Network. From my understanding, what it started out as a one-hour show, and now it's 2 hours or 3 hours? Or
it's, it's 2 hours because of the NXT USA Network.
Wow. So they're doing 2 hours on USA Network on Wednesdays now.
Yeah.
Trying to compete. Is it the same time slot as AEW? It is, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, no, man, I've not watched it. Like I said, AEW's taking up my time right now, my wrestling time, and fuck it. I'm committed to that. I don't think NXT, even with Finn Balor in it, can fucking draw me. I'm just now getting to learn the guys in AEW, their names and shit. And, you know,
yeah.
It's just a different fucking thing, dude, and fuck NXT and WWE. Don't get me wrong, I'll still talk about it and fucking read about it and shit here and there from time to time, but you know, as far as wasting my time with that shit, I don't know, it's going to take a lot. They're going to have to fucking find a way to pull me back in, man. I'm going to have to see some great shit coming out. Some good fucking product. Right now, I'm seeing nothing but shit.
Fucking this whole NXT invasion angle, this week AJ Styles and the OC invaded NXT, you know? This week.
Now, my understanding is, I guess they're doing that from what I gathered tonight. First time I had watched a WWE program in several weeks. From what I understand tonight, from what I gathered, so NXT's been attacking them at like SmackDown and Raw and shit here and there sporadically, and I guess that's how they've worked themselves into the Survivor Series.
Which was my fucking idea.
Yes, yes. They should be thankful.
One year ago on the exact date, I fucking said that Triple H should lead a fucking NXT army.
You're a smart motherfucker.
Fucking.
They should be thanking you.
Yeah, they should be thanking me. Motherfucking.
Sons of bitches.
Anyway, every match for, you know, titles is going to be a triple threat match. You know, like, the tag champs will face each other.
Oh,
some
I
fucking,
see.
The women's champions will fight each other in a triple threat. Probably the mid card champions, like AJ Styles versus Shinsuke versus Roderick Strong.
Yes, yes. No, to give
shit.
A fuck.
Survivor Series, why? Like, Seriously, why? Well, it's going to be every year triple threat matches?
Yeah. I've never cared for fucking Survivor Series to begin with.
So wait a minute, we're going to have fucking two women's teams matches now because of Survivor Series? It's going to be three fucking women's teams against each other now? and then you have to believe there's like three men's teams against each other now.
Yeah.
What the fuck does Adam Cole do now? Because it looks like Daniel Bryan's going to face The Fiend at Survivor Series now. So where does this leave fucking Adam Cole at Survivor Series? The NXT World Champion. Brock facing fucking Rey Mysterio for the WWE title. Fucking, it looks like now Daniel Bryan's facing The Fiend for the Universal Championship. Where does this leave for fucking Adam Cole now?
Not a goddamn thing.
Why is the world champion, the men's world champion, fighting the same people they're in the same brand with in Survivor Series?
Because it's modern-day WWE.
Why couldn't we get The Fiend versus Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series? Bullshit. The NXT and USA Network fucking sucks. And I
bullshit.
Hate it.
Yeah.
You know what else is bullshit? You know what else is bullshit? The second thing that is on this list. Draws as the new world warrior.
No.
You were never fucking dead.
Man. That was too much,
What the fuck were they thinking? What the fuck were you thinking adding a new guy to replace fucking Animal? Or was it Hawk?
Yeah.
Which one was he replacing?
Oh, he was replacing, let's see.
I think it was Animal, right?
Let me think. Yeah, it was Animal. It was Animal, yes. Hawk died last.
Yeah, okay. So it was Animal?
Yeah, I mean, Animal died.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Animal. So you have, well, Animal was alive when Draws was around.
Wait. Animal. It was Hawk, dude. Which?
I don't fucking know anymore.
Go ahead. It was Hawk that died.
It was a garbage storyline anyway. Fucking Ross.
It was Hawk.
The third member of LOD, Legion of Doom, or whatever the fuck. The World Warriors. It was awful. And then afterwards, he pushed, I guess, Animal or Hawk through the stage,
on top
of the stage, you know. Yeah, he threw Animal on top of the stage.
Yeah, Hawk was
and
good.
Then people thought, yeah. And then afterwards, Dross turns heel and then dresses up as a fucking, I don't know, a fucking caveman. I don't know what the fuck he was wearing after he turned heel. It wasn't fucking good. He looked like a fucking bum. Fucking bum. It was horrible.
They should have never done that, dude.
Disrespectful. World Warrior looked like the World Warriors were terrible in the 90s, let's be fucking real. I mean, they didn't have a good run in WCW. They certainly didn't have a good run when they came back to the WWF. It was awful for everybody.
Yes, it was. It was a mockery of themselves. It was just, it was terrible, man. They should have never done it.
Yeah. It was fucking awful, and we wished we forgot it, but we can't because it's fucking drilled in our fucking skulls. Thanks a lot, WWE. You fucking dickheads. Dickheads. Alright, so next is the third missed booking opportunity. This one's interesting. WCW Thunder. I'm putting this in this list because I think WCW Thunder shouldn't have been made in the first place.
Oh no, man, it was a complete waste of fucking time. WWE used to have a show like that too, or a couple of them.
You know how many hours is wasted in making a 3-hour show and a 2-hour show back to back? That means that the script that they had for the 2-hour show for Thunder has to be changed constantly because of whatever script happens in a fucking Nitro. So that means whatever script, because this is pre-taped. That means that whatever script, original script, that they had for Thunder for 1 week, the week for the show, has to be changed whether the script for Nitro changed. So it was a fucking nightmare. This show was a fucking nightmare, Thunder.
Yeah.
And honestly, the show sucked anyway. I mean, what? It was the same show that had Sting had to forfeit his fucking world championship after the whole fucking Starrcade incident. Which sucks. Sting had to forfeit the world title on WCW Nitro Thunder. And it's also the same show that had David Arquette win the world title.
Yeah, wow. You know, I never got into the Thunder, man. It was too late already. They were gone.
The Thunder.
They were fucking gone, dude.
It was not a fucking Thunder. It was a fucking drizzle.
Yeah.
It was a disaster. Who gives a fuck about Thunder? Fucking 2 hours.
The only thing
that
was cool
hours.
About it was the fucking that Here Comes the Pain song. That's it. But
Here Comes the Pain.
Yeah, the fucking show sucked, dude.
Yeah. Don't get me started on the stage. Stage looked awful too.
Oh man, let me pull up pictures of it.
One time it looked like a fucking cave, and the next it was metallic. Speaking of stages, did you know, Minister, that tonight in the taped version of the UK Manchester, the stage for SmackDown was the old fucking SmackDown stage from 2018?
Wait a minute. Where was SmackDown at tonight?
Manchester.
Oh, so it wasn't even here in the States?
No.
Oh, so they already had fucking results then.
Yeah.
God damn, I could have just read the fucking results. Wow,
well, yeah,
so they used a different stage, huh? Wow. No, I was not aware.
They used the old stage from 2018.
Yeah.
Fucking cheap bastards. Fucking cheap bastards. Oh, yeah, so did you get the stage for Thunder yet?
I did.
How does it look?
It looks fucking cheesy.
Looks like somebody's asshole.
Fucking cheesy.
Yep.
We're done talking about
fucking Thunder. Let's talk about what the what the fuck moments.
What the fuck moments?
Yeah.
I'll be goddamn it. I'm not ready for that.
But you're not ready?
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I'll tell you what the fuck's going on. We're not gonna talk about what the fuck moment. This one ties into what I'm about to say right now. Before I say the first what the fuck moment, let me just say this. Paul Heyman has failed. He has failed Raw. I'm sorry. I tried, Minister. I've really, really fucking tried to believe in Paul Heyman that he could fix Raw. But I give up. I fucking give up. This guy couldn't do shit. And I know that he's the one who's writing for the Rusev and Lana and Bobby Lashley storyline. I know 100% that he's the one doing this shit.
Interesting.
I know for a fact that he's writing this shit. Because this screams Paul Heyman. The whole sex innuendo shit. I know for a fact Paul Heyman's behind this shit.
It just fucking reeks of fucking Paul fucking Heyman, huh?
Yeah,
the
it
fucking,
reeks.
The sexual innuendos.
Let me tell you how WWE gotten so low. The fact that you had Jerry Lawler in 2019, main event a segment on fucking
Puppy.
Raw 2 weeks ago.
Puppy.
That's when you're hit fucking low. That's when you hit rock bottom, in my opinion. When you had fucking Jerry Lawler main event a fucking Raw segment.
Yeah.
That's when you know you hit rock bottom. In 2019.
What was this?
The King's Court.
Yeah, and when did this take place?
Last 2 weeks ago on Raw.
Yeah, I noticed that. Let's see, okay. Before that, what was the pay-per-view before that?
The Hell in the Cell.
Hell in the Cell. And the one after that? The one after Hell in the Cell?
Crown Jewel.
Oh, okay. Well, here recently I seen that Jerry the King Lawler was featured heavily, but I did not see what you were talking about. But I noticed that they featured him. Was it on Raw or something where he came out as a special broadcast announcer?
He's not a special broadcast announcer. He's their permanent broadcast announcer.
On where now? On Raw? Okay,
yeah.
So it was on Raw, yes. Oh, fuck, so he's permanent now?
He's permanent until they find somebody else, but he's permanent.
I'll be goddamn.
Him and a football player called Dio or whatever the fuck he is.
Who?
Some guy named Dio Joseph, whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, yeah, that
Dio.
Black dude?
Yeah.
Is that what he is, a football player? I was wondering what the fuck or who the fuck he was. I've seen...
The next football player.
It was maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I tried to watch Raw, and I couldn't do it. But I remember seeing Jerry the King Lawler come out. And I was like, what the fuck is the King doing there? I said, man, times are tough when they got to bring in the King. And sure enough, 2 weeks fucking later, here we are talking about it. What the fuck are they doing bringing the King in? In 2019.
This is what they replaced Michael Cole and Corey Graves with. I'm sick of them making the fucking jokes. I'm sick of it. This isn't the fucking 90s anymore.
Yeah.
Fucking awful. I'm sick of this shit. Then,
indeed.
But anyway, yeah. Fucking King's Court. You know, that fucking train wreck of a segment. Main event. But anyway. Reason why I brought in Paul Heyman up is because we're going to talk about fucking December to Dismember. One of the worst wrestling pay-per-views of any time period, actually. Did you watch this pay-per-view, Minister? Did you even bought it?
Is this the one from 1995 or the one from the 2000s?
No. This is 2006.
No. I did not.
Well,
buy it.
Good for
I did
you.
Not buy it.
Well, good for you, because you would have wasted your fucking money. This was a dog shit of a show.
Well, let
this
me tell you.
Dog shit.
When I saw that we were going to be talking about it, that was the first one I thought of. December to Dismember 2006, the WWE version of the one that happened, you know, previously, 10 years earlier with ECW. So this one was the one I thought of, right? And no, I did not.
Yeah.
And you know, the funny thing is I was into WWE at the time. I was heavy into it. There was no WWE network. I was paying fucking $50 for the fucking pay-per-views, $75 for the fucking WrestleManias and shit at the time. You know, I was buying it, legit fucking buying it. And I remember when December to Dismember came about. I didn't buy that one.
You sad mark.
Yeah, I was a sad fucking mark, dude.
You sad mark. Mark. But anyway, no, but seriously, hold on. But seriously, this was awful. December.
The only thing cool about it was the poster. That's it.
No.
The poster was cool.
Yeah. Let me tell you the fucking matches that were on this fucking show, right? I have the fucking card right here. Let me find the card. Let me tell you the card for this dung heap of a show, December to Dismember. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
WrestleMania caliber matches. Let me show you this fucking card of great athletes. What a fucking good card this is. People that you might know, people you might not know. Let's see, where's the fucking card? This fucking dung heap of show. Hold on.
I got the card.
Hold on. I got it. All right, here we go. Rene Dupree versus Stevie Richards. That was a dark match. The tag team match. Mercury and Nitro with Melina versus Team Extreme, Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy. Probably one of the only good matches in this fucking show. Singles match. Balls Mahoney versus Matt Stryker. That sounds like a great match, doesn't it? Eliza Burke and Sylvester Turkai versus FBI. Daivari versus Tommy Dreamer. Oh, this sounds like a good card. Ariel and Kevin Thorne versus Kelly Kelly and Mike Knox. And then the fucking main event. Oh, Extreme Rules. Elimination Chamber for the ECW World Heavyweight title. A Big Show versus Bobby Lashley versus CM Punk. Versus Hardcore Holly versus RVD versus Tech. Man, dude, what a good pay per view that sounds, right? My God,
oh my
people
God.
Charge fucking money for this shit. This shit was fucking whack.
Daivari with the great Kali
versus Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, fuck. Balls Mahoney versus fucking Matt Stryker. Oh, fuck, dude. What about these other ones I've never even fucking heard of? Ariel and Kevin Thorne?
Those were the two vampire wrestlers in ECW. Ariel is a fucking hell of a wrestler. She was fucking awful. So yeah, ECW, December to Dismember. This is why it belongs to What the Fuck moment. Because it was a What the Fuck pay-per-view.
What the fuck?
And this was also the day that...
Fuck?
And this was also the same night that made Paul Heyman quit WWE in the first place.
The what now?
This was also the same pay-per-view that made Paul Heyman leave WWE again.
Oh, hell.
Because he wanted CM Punk to win the ECW World title, but they said, no, Bobby's winning it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby fucking Lashley.
Yeah, fuck Bobby Lashley. He's still a dud.
Yeah.
So the next what the fuck moment is the fucking loser himself, Jeff Hardy. In his most recent fucking arrest. Again, three weeks ago, he got fucking arrested again. For a drunk thing again.
Oh,
motherfucker's never learning. I'm sick of Jeff Hardy. I don't give a fuck about Jeff Hardy anymore. Fucking, this time off was supposed to, for him to fucking recuperate and recover from his fucking injuries. But now he's drinking again. He's getting intoxicated. Fucking guy is almost 50 years old and he still hasn't fucking learned. Fuck Jeff Hardy. He's dead to me now. I'm sorry. I used to be a Jeff Hardy fan, but now he's fucking dead to me. I'm sorry.
Jeff fucking Hardy. God damn.
What the fuck was that?
Tell me your reaction to this, Minister. Are you even surprised at this point?
No, not at all, man. I mean, this guy, he's out of control, dude. I mean, he's well in his 40s now. You know,
he's almost
50. At what point do you stop fucking doing this shit? How many arrests?
When you're dead.
You know, he's just never going to stop. Or, you know, he's going to end up killing somebody.
Yeah, it's fucking disgraceful.
Man. Yeah.
It's fucking disgraceful. You'd think by 2011 he would learn his mistake.
But here we are eight years later.
Yeah. Soon to be 9.
And still a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Fuck him. It's fucked up, dude.
Fuck him, he's dead.
Yeah. Man. Oh, wow.
All right. Yeah, fuck them. Who gives a fuck? Next is, the next what the fuck moment is John Cena being a fucking homewrecker. Yeah.
John Cena?
I bet you fucking Cena? I bet you fucking kids didn't know that your fucking hero was a fucking homewrecker, yeah?
Oh my god.
Homewrecker. Fucking, had an affair with...
Stop.
Fucking motherfucker. Motherfucker had an affair with Mickey James, and Mickey James cheated on his spouse.
Oh,
fuck.
Man.
You didn't know that, right? Hero.
That's some fucking Ric Flair type shit right there.
Woo! Fucking disgrace. Had an affair. Ruined the marriage of Mickey James.
Oh my
motherfucker.
God.
This motherfucker's a fucking tool.
So Mickey James was married.
Yeah.
And then she gets into fucking in WWE. J- John Cena fucking charms her right out of her panties.
Yeah.
It comes out. Mickie James gets a divorce. Is that what happened?
I guess so, yeah. I don't know what happened with their marriage. I guess they do fucking break up. But there you go. That's your fucking hero right there. Homewrecker.
What the fuck?
He's a fucking hero. He's a fucking homewrecker.
Damn.
And you know
John
what? He's
fucking
a fucking
Cena.
He's a fucking tool. He uses women. You could tell he uses women because he comes. You could tell he uses women because what the fuck? All Nikki Bella wanted to do was have a fucking kid, and this motherfucker couldn't even get her pregnant and have a kid, because he doesn't like kids. But yet his whole fan base is nothing but fucking kids. How the fuck does that make sense? How can you not want kids and don't like kids, but your whole fucking fan base, the reason why you're popular is because of the fucking kids? That makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
It's John fucking Cena. I saw him a day or two ago. He was.
How can you see him? How can you see him? You can't see him.
I'll tell you what I saw. I saw his motherfuckers going bald. He was about to do an interview with fucking that dude, that gap tooth guy that used to play with the fucking Giants. That comes out on ABC now. And fucking, yeah, he was standing next to him. The camera fucking panned out. They went to the back of John Cena's fucking head and panned out. And you could fucking clearly see the motherfucker is going bald. That's what I saw.
Fuck him. Fuck his hair, too. Fuck him.
That's what I saw. Mr. Hollywood fucking is going bald. When does he come back as Hollywood Cena, dude?
Fuck him.
Hollywood
Fuck
Cena?
Fuck Hollywood.
Yeah. You mean to tell me you don't want to see Hollywood Cena?
Fuck no. The guy uses women.
Come out and fucking turn on all the kids and shit. Tell them how he just used them the whole time just so that he could find a way to get out of WWE and get into his movie career, which is what he wanted all along.
I got a new story for the Fiend now that he's feuding with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
The Fiend could go into Daniel Bryan's house and kidnap his daughter, Birdie.
Oh, my God, dude. That would be wicked shit.
And Birdie could be in the Firefly Funhouse.
Oh, man.
Daniel, did you know that your daughter, Birdie, is my biggest fan in the Firefly Funhouse?
Oh, my God.
Look at her in the baby bin playing with rambling rabbits.
Oh my God. That would rule.
But they won't do that. They won't do something cool like that. Cause they won't do it on Fox. The fuck Fox, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, your hero kids is a fucking homewrecker. Choke on it.
The fucking homewrecker Cena was going bald. Motherfucker.
And fuck his house rules, too, by the way.
What the fuck was that?
This motherfucker has house rules.
You gotta take your shoes off when you go in his house. Is that what it is?
No, it's extreme house rules. No, it's extreme house rules.
Oh, shit.
Well, you have to be all together in a table to eat. Every single one, every single person has to
Be
at a table to eat. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm fucking hungry. I'm not going to wait, you fuckers. I'm going to eat my fucking food. I don't give a fuck if he's on a wheelchair. I'm fucking hungry. All right, we're done with what the fuck moments. Next up is what if scenarios.
We got
a scenario right here for the fucking sellout that is Seth CM Punk. Because have you heard? CM Punk might be going to work for WWE backstage. Let me tell you something. The guy's a fucking sellout. That's what he is, CM Punk.
That's what now?
CM Punk's a sellout.
A sellout.
Fucking sellout.
Wow.
But I digress. Here's the what if scenario. What if CM Punk never left WWE? Nothing much. SmackDown and WWE would still fucking suck. CM Punk would still complain like a bitch that he is. Because he would find new ways to fucking complain. And that's the fucking truth.
Yeah, that is the truth. The only thing that would be... I mean, yeah, you know, everything would be the same, dude. It would still fucking suck. CM Punk would still be fucking complaining about something. He's always going to find something to fucking complain about. He's one of them complainers.
Whiny little bitch.
You know, but his pockets would be fucking deeper. He'd have more fucking money in his pockets.
Oh,
that's about the only thing. That's about the only thing that would be different.
Wait, what I tell you what this motherfucker did to ask to come back. How much money he asked to come back.
Yeah.
He asked for fucking $25 million to come back.
Oh, my God.
Who
and
the fuck
did
this guy... I know, but who the fuck... Who the fuck this guy...
Right?
$25 million. You could go fucking... Go fuck yourself, mate. You could go fucking hell. There's no way they're going to pay you fucking $25 million. Who the fuck you think you are? You're not fucking Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair. Get the fuck out of here. You're not, even though we don't like this guy, even though we don't like him, you're not fucking Goldberg. Get the fuck out of here. You could shove that proposal and shove it up your ass. Shove it up your ass. You're nothing, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. You make me sick. You made me sick, Punk. You made me vile.
He probably doesn't want to come back. And so he...
Oh, fuck, no.
He probably just threw that fucking... That out there. Check it out. It could have been like this. Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, he could have been serious. Or it could have been one of them deals where like, nah, fuck it, man. You know, he just finished fucking AJ Lee. And she's there trying to fucking cuddle. But he can't even do that because he's fucking too busy fucking hating. He can't even enjoy his fucking hot ass fucking wife because he's fucking too busy consumed with fucking hate.
His wife looks like a fucking anorexic.
And so fucking he's sitting there consumed with fucking hate and he's like, well, fuck it. Now, if they want me to fucking go, you know what? I don't even want to go back. I'm just fucking 25 fucking million. Fuck it.
He ain't worth 25 million.
Exactly.
Motherfucker.
And he knows
nobody's
it.
Nobody's going to take you seriously when you lost 2 UFC fights. Nobody's going to take you seriously when you lost 2 UFC fights back to back.
Yeah, man.
You know who's won more UFC fights than you? Fucking Jack Swagger.
I know. That's fucking rough.
Fuck, mm-hmm. Punk.
Hey, and that's the fucking goddamn truth, too.
Yeah. You know that Jack Swagger can kick your ass, Punk. Jack Swagger can kick your fucking ass.
And that's
all
the
this fucking,
fucking
UFC
truth.
Fucking video, all this fucking UFC fucking video hype shit for CM Punk's fucking debut, and he only goes down by the first fucking round.
It was all a bunch of shit, dude.
All the documentaries, all that bullshit, and he goes down by one fucking round.
That's fucked up, dude. That's what it is, though.
Speaking of anorexia, we go to his wife. What if AJ Lee married Daniel Bryan kayfabed? What if he actually did marry Daniel Bryan on the Raw 1000 episode? What if AJ Lee did marry Daniel Bryan on the Raw 1000 episode?
But they would have had a fucking divorce shortly after, or they would have squashed the storyline. Well, what was going on?
None. The AJ Lee, if Daniel Bryan did marry AJ Lee, Daniel Bryan would have struck her off into the mental hospital.
The bad boyfriend.
Yeah, so I guess if Daniel did marry... If they did marry, then AJ would have struck her off with the mental asylum. But then she would come back, and then she would actually help Daniel because they're married, and she actually is fucking crazy. So she can't tell the difference between hate and love anyway. So the marriage would have stayed anyway.
Oh, shit. And then...
To me, Daniel Bryan and AJ shouldn't have been a couple in the first place. They didn't make no sense whatsoever. I thought AJ had more of a relationship with Primo than fucking Daniel Bryan.
Primo?
Because AJ and Primo were kissing in NXT.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
They were a kayfabe couple in NXT.
Oh, wow. No, I did not know that.
That storyline dropped, and AJ went to Daniel Bryan for some reason.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of Daniel Bryan, how the fuck can you book Daniel Bryan as a heel when he's feuding with fucking Big Show? How does that fucking work? Shouldn't it be the other way around? Why is the smaller guy a heel and the giant baby face?
Oh, shit.
Makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
Oh, hell.
How can you have Mark Henry, who's a heel, face Daniel Bryan, who's a fucking heel? They're not gonna
Daniel Bryan
for them because they're both heels.
Daniel Bryan did some. That was when I thought Daniel Bryan's work with AJ Lee on that bad boyfriend deal was pretty good. I was like, man, this guy's pretty fucking good. Because up until then, I had been ripping on him and shit. And then all of a sudden, I saw
Well, now you can rip him off again because now he's back to being a babyface.
Yeah.
So now you can call him Daniel Bella again.
And start hating him again.
Yeah. but this next what if scenario really grinds my fucking balls. You want to know why?
Tell me.
What if Kofi didn't win at WrestleMania? First of all, there would be fucking backlash. There would be hate. People would have booed WrestleMania, right? But that's not the issue here, right? The reason why I said this is because when Kofi lost the WWE Championship to Brock Lesnar in 5 seconds of WWE SmackDown, up to this point, people are it makes you feel like he never won the title to begin with. Especially Kofi. You have Kofi around prancing around like you just lost your world title. Act fucking angry.
Maybe when Xavier Woods comes back, they'll do a dream sequence.
What do you mean a dream sequence?
Where fucking they'll have fucking Kofi sleeping on the bus or somewhere, backstage somewhere, and then fucking Xavier Woods comes and wakes him up. And he was like, oh man, I was fucking dreaming and shit. I was dreaming I was world champion.
No, but dude, this is serious. Like, it's fucking stupid. He just lost the title that he's been working for fucking 11 years. And after losing it, he just brushes off like it never fucking happened.
Well, I didn't see any of that. But I did see tonight when they captured the titles and became the, what is it, five-time WWE?
Seven times.
Wow. Seven times. Okay, so I did see that, but no, I did not see the part where he didn't care. But I heard them talking about something about to that effect. So fill me in. What? So he just didn't give a fuck about it?
No, they wrote him like it didn't fucking matter. Like he's back to being a fucking idiot. Like he's back to doing the fucking pancake shit. And it fucking upsets me. Like, then what the fuck was the point of the WrestleMania shit?
Yeah. I can see where you're
like,
at.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even fucking angry or sad. He was just being back to being a fucking Jolly Rancher motherfucker.
A Jolly Rancher motherfucker.
Like, what the fuck? And now he can't challenge it because Brock's on Raw, so then Kofi doesn't get his fucking rematch ever. He never gets a rematch.
I'm telling you, man, this would be perfect, dude. Xavier Woods comes back from injury, and it's like he was never gone. You know, he comes back, he wakes Kofi up. Kofi was dreaming the whole thing.
But dude, that was fucking Barry Kofi.
He dreamt the whole thing. Fuck it.
Yeah. Well, whatever. That's it for what if scenario. That's it for what if scenario.
Oh,
let's go on for AEW Full Gear prediction. Ready?
Well, let's talk about the previous episode that we had, the Go Home Show.
All right. So
yeah, I want to talk about the Go Home Show. I thought it was a really good show, dude. It's worth talking about.
It was a good show.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, no less.
Yeah. No woos tonight. No Ric Flair woos.
No Ric Flair woos.
Yeah. They usually woo.
They didn't have woos in there?
No, they don't have woos in there because Ric Flair wasn't there. So I'm glad Ric Flair wasn't there because I'm sick and tired of watching Ric Flair. He just looks like a former shell of his former self. I'm waiting for Ric Flair's colostomy bag to fall out of his pants.
Stop it. Dude, but you're absolutely right, man. Fucking It's fucking 2019. These guys have been around since the fucking 70s, bro. I'm talking about the Ric Flairs, the Jerry the Kings, and all them. It's high time for them to step back, dude. I can see the Triple H's and them guys still out there. You know, the Stings. Like, Sting, if he was out there as a manager or some type of shit, you know, I could see that, okay? He's still in his fucking 50s. But goddamn, dude, Flair and the King and them, dude, come on, man. The same thing with this.
And tell me, and honestly, Ric Flair, when he was here in Raw and SmackDown for those few weeks for the Saudi Arabia pay-per-view build-up, he looked drunk. I think he was drunk.
He probably was. I didn't see him, but I mean, he probably was, dude. I don't doubt it for 1 minute.
He didn't know where the fuck he was. He didn't know he was on Raw. He said SmackDown.
Yeah, he was definitely drunk, dude.
You drunken old bastard.
Oh, shit.
All right, so Neville, Pack, whatever you want to call him, faced Trent Barreto. It was a good match. Trent lost, as usual, you know.
Yeah, it was a good match, dude. I mean, I knew going into this match, I knew that Trent was going to lose. But still, dude, it was still a good fucking match, man, that, you know, he would have never won. But, I mean, they still put on a hell of a fucking match. I would have loved to have been there live.
Of course.
Good action, dude. Good action. But Cody's career announcement that came next, dude, this fucking promo had the fucking people there that were in attendance. Man, it had them in shock. And Cody, man, he has turned himself into a big fucking baby face, bro.
Of course, because he's not scripted.
And that line that he used, that he was 14 years that it took him to get from fucking being fucking undesired to fucking being fucking whatever the fuck it was he said, man, that was fucking kick ass, dude.
But
he also said
if he loses, he has to never challenge for the world title ever again.
Yes, he did say that. He did say that. And so that
which
makes it very intriguing.
Which brings up my early prediction on that, you know. You know?
Yeah.
That, here's my first prediction before we go on to predictions. This is early. But it brings up my early prediction that somebody's going to cost Cody the match. Somebody's going to interfere and cost Cody the title. And I think I know who.
Jack Hager?
No. It's not gonna be somebody from the inner circle.
Dean Ambrose?
It's not gonna be Dean Ambrose. I think that the person that's gonna cost Cody the match is Dustin Rhodes, his own brother.
Oh my God. Oh, that would be wicked badass.
It's gonna be Dustin, because Dustin got his ass kicked the majority of this group beat down, and it only makes sense because he's gonna say, you know what, fuck this. I've been babysitting my fucking little brother for too long. I'm gonna fucking stick it to him.
Oh man, I like the sound of that.
So yeah, it's gonna be fucking Dustin. All right, so what happened the rest of the show, Minister?
So Cody had that badass promo.
Yeah.
Called Jericho a fucking dick and everything, and then after that we had Private Party. And they defeated Dark Order. Man, I'm still trying to get used to who these guys are and shit, but I know Private Party are those, they're the black guys, right? With like the blonde little hair and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty athletic. They're pretty athletic and shit. So anyway, they defeated the Dark Order. And then after that, we had the Chris Jericho video. And this thing just had me fucking, man, it had me in stitches, dude.
It was fucking electric. It was a parody. It was a parody yes. of Cody Rhodes' promo.
Of what?
It was a parody of Cody Rhodes' promo.
Oh, man. It was fucking hilarious, dude. And,
it was.
So he was the way he went and kissed fucking Guevara and shit. And well, first of all, Guevara shows up with the bottles of bubbly and he's going off and shit. And Chris Jericho is so consumed with himself that he focuses him out and shit. And then he walks up to him and gives him a fucking kiss. And then Guevara starts talking about him and shit and saying how he's the youngest champion. In AEW history, and it's like, he's the only champion.
and then there was an old lady.
Yeah, the old lady. Oh my god, it, Chris, and she said that
Jericho's gonna kick Cody's ass.
Yeah, she was praying for Cody. and then what about Soul Train Jones?
Yeah, fucking
Virgil. Oh my god, that was fucking hilarious, dude. The whole thing screams of fucking Chris Jericho, dude.
Yeah.
The whole thing screams of fucking Chris Jericho comedy shit that he does, and he's really good at it, dude. He's very entertaining. Fucking Kevin Owens rubbed off on him, or he rubbed off on Kevin Owens, And Kevin Owens tries to do that type of shit on WWE, but he can't do it because his bosses won't fucking let him. And Chris Jericho has all the freedom to do whatever the fuck he wants. And so, you know, man, this was fucking so hilarious, dude. I loved it. I could not get enough of it. It was fucking funny, man. Le Champion. So now he's morphed himself into fucking Le Champion. And even that is fucking hilarious. So, yeah, it was a great fucking video.
It was fucking
phenomenal. And then we had the women come out, and Emi Sakura and Jamie Hayter beat Shanna and Riho. So, anyway, I thought that the baby faces were going to win, right? Because they have that champion chick. And so the fact that they didn't, I thought it made it more interesting. But, you know, man, this Jamie Hayter, I like the way she carried herself, too. And also the I didn't care for the Freddie Mercury chick. But the Jamie Hayter chick, I thought she was all right. But anyway, the whole thing, I still thought it was cool, the storyline behind it and shit. Riho does need to put on a little weight, though.
Yeah.
And then we had
she's the true definition of anorexic.
Oh my god. Yeah. She almost looks like a freaking doll. Like, you know, like a doll that
you were saying?
You would buy from the like at the drugstore or at fucking Walmart or some shit to give to somebody. Like just thick thin and shit. But anyway, then we had the Brandi Rhodes promo with Awesome Kong. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Brandi Rhodes fucking cuts a great fucking promo, dude. I'd never expected to see that. I was very impressed.
Yeah.
I had never seen her cut a promo before. So I thought that was really cool. And, you know, I'm excited to see what comes up of that. And then we had Sean fucking Spears defeating Brandon Cutler. And this fucking Sean Spears is a hard-hitting motherfucker, man.
Do you know who he is?
No.
You seriously don't know who Sean Spears is?
I'm serious, dude. Who is it?
Oh, my God, dude. You seriously don't recognize him?
Dude, tell me who the fuck it is, man.
It's Ty Dillinger.
Oh, wait a minute. We already talked about this, dude.
And you still don't remember.
You got me again, dude. Oh, my God.
And John, you still don't remember.
Yeah. Shit, dude. Oh, my God. That's fucked up, dude. Sean fucking Spears. Well, anyway, he was a fucking hard-hitting dude, man. So Ty fucking Dillinger. Ty fucking Dillinger defeated Brandon Fuck. That's the perfect 10, right? That was the perfect 10, right?
Yeah, he had a 10 with his scarf.
Ty fucking Dillinger. All right. And then we had the Kenny Omega and John Moxley video. Man, that was a badass fucking video. I really liked it. And then, of course, we had the final match with Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara, and they ended up defeating Kenny Omega and Hangman Page. Great fucking
match. Well, Hangman Page sucks.
It was a good fucking match. Kenny Omega, dude, I mean, you know, I had never seen him up until recently. So now I'm seeing this guy just about every week. And, man, dude, this guy's fucking badass, dude. So he had his fucking broom out there with the fucking barbed wire because Moxley showed up and he had his fucking barbed wire and all that shit. And then just everybody came out, dude. And everybody came out, dude, and hit fucking moves on each other. And it's like, holy shit, what the fuck is going to happen? I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. And fucking, I can't wait for tomorrow, dude. Just, you know, I gotta check out, dude. This is the first time in a long time that I've been this excited for a fucking wrestling pay per view. Even fucking WrestleMania's of recent. It's been a long time.
WrestleMania, dude.
And you know what, dude? I mean, let me tell you, man. Even when I was watching this episode, this go home show, from the very beginning with fucking Pac and Trent and shit and. Just, man, this it reminds me of like WCW, but in the good days of WCW, not when it was bad, like when it was good. Like you can see similar styles, similar things of how they do this shit, and I think it's a lot because of, you know, Dusty Rhodes, dude. He rubbed off on his son, dude, and his son books in similar fashion. And it's just, you can see it, dude. And so, you know, I never did like Dusty Rhodes growing up. I always hated him because he was the baby face and I was always a fucking fan of the heel, Ric Flair and all that shit, dude. And you know, and that just went with me. But then later on in life, dude, I fucking realized who the fuck he was and how it was him that put together a lot of those great matches that I fucking liked and shit. And I came to respect him and all that shit. And so, yeah, dude, he had a great wrestling mind. And fucking, I think it's rubbed off on fucking Cody, dude. He's doing his thing.
He was still a fat fuck.
It was his fucking destiny. Yeah, he was a fat fuck, dude. And you know what, dude? I couldn't stand the fucking shit when they had him in fucking polka dots. Get the fuck out of here. How he agreed to that shit, I'll never fucking know, dude. You know what I'm talking about, dude?
Yeah.
Had that motherfucker out there in fucking polka dots looking like a fucking sissy.
Yeah. So anyway, dude, let's move on. We did the review of AEW Dynamite. Let's go on to the fucking predictions.
Fat fuck.
Yeah. All right, you have the card?
I do have the card. Let's see here.
All right, name them.
All right, we have Dr. Britt Baker versus Bea Priestley. This is on the buy-in pre-show.
All right. I'm going to say that Britt Baker wins.
I, too, am going with Britt Baker.
All right, next.
I got to write them down, dude. All right, next we have Joey Janela versus Sean Spears. Now, okay, now that I know Sean Spears is fucking Ty Dillinger, who's Joey Janela?
He's just Joey Janela.
Oh, okay. Joey fucking Janela. I'm going with fucking Sean Spears.
Well, I'm going to go with Joey Janela because it's going to be an upset victory.
Oh, hell. Is that how they've been booking it or what?
No, but I think you need one upset victory.
I see. All right. Upset victory, Joey Janela. And let's see. Then we have Adam Hangman fucking Page versus the Bastard.
I go with Pac.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bastard.
Fuck Hangman Page. He's slow and he's fucking garbage.
The Bastard's gonna fucking beat his fucking bitch ass.
Yeah.
He's gonna beat his fucking bitch ass.
Yeah.
Fucking redheaded stepchild.
Yep.
All right. The fuck? Let's see. Now we have, the women's championship. Rio versus Emi Sakura.
Rio. I say that Rio retains.
Yeah, same here. I'm going with the fucking skinny Asian chick. She's going to win.
Anorexia prevails.
Yeah. Next, we have the Scotums versus the Lucha Brothers versus the Private Party.
Don't you mean SCU?
Yeah, the SCU.
Oh, I'm going to say that the Lucha Brothers wins the tag titles.
Oh, my God. Really? Who are those guys?
Well, they're good. The Lucha Brothers.
These guys with the fucking masks and shit?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck those guys, dude.
They're heels now, dude.
They're heels?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck them. They're too cartoony for me, dude. But I'll put you down for the fucking Lucha Brothers.
They're not like the Lucha House Party. You're thinking about the Lucha House Party. They're not like the
I know,
Lucha
dude. But still, I'm going with the party anyway, man, because it's all about the party. All
right.
But this one is the Private Party, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm going with the private party.
The reason I picked the Lucha Dragons is that SCU is going to hit a finisher on Private Party, but the Lucha Dragons are just going to steal it. Steal the pin.
Are they dragons or are they bros?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Let's see. So then we have the Young Bucks versus Santana and Ortiz.
Out and powerful.
I'm going to take a fucking wild guess and say the Young Bucks win.
I'm going to say Proud and Powerful wins. That's their tag team name, by the way.
The Mexicans?
Yeah, Proud and Powerful.
I'll be damn Proud and Powerful.
Actually, they're not Mexicans. They're Puerto Ricans.
Santana, Ortiz, what's his name?
Santana and Ortiz. They're Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, but who is Ortiz?
The other guy.
Yeah, what's his first name?
They're just called Santana and Ortiz.
Oh, okay. So none of them are, they're nobody? Like they didn't used to be at TNA or anything?
They were in TNA. They were the LAX.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so who is this Ortiz? What was his name over there?
They're both from LAX, dude.
Yeah, I know, but what was his fucking name?
Ortiz.
Let me fucking Google this bastard.
It's Santana Ortiz, dude. One guy's name's Santana, and the other guy's name is Ortiz.
All right. So they're not who I thought they were then. I thought one of them was that big Mexican dude.
Are you thinking about Camacho?
Maybe. But but they're not them. They're not them, obviously. So, okay.
No.
All right. I'm gonna go with
Proud and Powerful to win.
All right. And what's your reasoning behind that?
Well, because they're new. They just came to AEW, and the Young Bucks have been putting people over. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So there we have that, and now we have the next match, John Moxley versus Kenny fucking Omega. Unsanctioned.
Moxley wins. Moxley wins.
I'm going with Moxley. Yeah, I'm going with Moxley. And now we have the big one. Da, 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 da. Chris Jericho versus Cody.
And there's judges, too. There's judges.
Judges?
Yeah, there's five. There's going to be judges who judge the match. So in case in case the time limit runs out, the judges decide who wins the match.
Wow. Do we know who these judges are?
No. But I'm going to go again and say that Chris Jericho retains because Dustin interferes and costs Cody the match.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why it happens. But I do know that Jericho will retain somehow because he will open the bubble.
Exactly.
The bubble. I might drink some bubble tomorrow night too. I might have a little bubble.
Yeah.
A little bit of the bubble. You gonna join me with some bubbly?
No, I'm gonna join you with some Pepsi.
All right. Fair enough.
Right. That's it.
Well, fuck it.
That was the predictions. And you know what? That's also the end of our show tonight.
That's it.
Well, dude, this was a good show tonight.
Man, it went by faster than I thought, too.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It was a good show. It was a great show. Right. We give quality content.
That was all right. No, I'm fucking around, dude. Yeah, it was a good show, man. Fucking A, dude. I'm telling you, dude, I am excited for this fucking pay-per-view. I'm telling you, it's been a long time, dude, since I've been excited for a wrestling pay-per-view. But it makes me fucking excited. I'm excited to be excited.
I paid $60 for it. That's how excited
God
I was.
Damn it. Woo!
Yeah. But anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening in on Radio Renegades. I have been your host, Christian from Philly. And this has been my co-host, Minister of Sinister.
Yes, and until next time, tell them, Christian.
Keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Good night to you, you motherfuckers.
Good night, motherfuckers. Peace.